Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 55 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is Vexx, and we are about to join live on location the one, the only, Mr. Johnny Zero.
Vexx, I don't know if you guys can hear me out there. I'm in downtown Chicago. I don't know, my microphone's on. The buildings are falling down. This is chaos, man. There is blood and carnage in the streets. The little people, the midget workers union, and the speech heard around the world by Ronald McDonald, the clown union, all for labor rights in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. They are warring in the streets. Oh my God, man, the building is caving in. They're actually, they have wheeled in an actual catapult. It looks like some kind of fashion catapult of metal or something, and there are clowns and midgets, man. I'm telling you, after the death of Bozo 4, they're leaving themselves as kamikazes and having some kind of bizarre ceremony, and they're actually launching. Oh shit, baby, watch out! Get out of the way! I had to save somebody, man. They're launching into cars. That's a dead clown and a dead midget. They're launching themselves at each other. This could be the greatest carnage in the history of professional... It's not even sports. All the humanity, my friend. Okay, get away, little girl. Get away. Get away. Hold this guy. Help me out. What the hell's going on here? There's blood and grease paint on the streets, man. This is horrible. I hope you guys are getting it. I gotta do what I gotta do, man. Please tell me you're getting this, buddy.
Oh, we can hear you,
Tyler. Well, we're gonna have to get out of here. There's a fire truck coming in with a bunch... Oh my God, there's clowns on the fire engine truck, but some of them are midget clowns. What is going on here? What is this all about? What happened with Gimpzilla? I have no idea. Someone's gonna pay. I saw Jim Varney's running down the street. There's midgets chasing him. They have clown face on. What is that all about?
Ivar, get away, Ivar. We gotta get you in the paint a second.
From what I understand, it has something to do with the midgets, not the Little People's Worker Union, and holy crap, man! My God, a flying gimp was...
Sadly, we've lost the feed of Johnny Zero. There is chaos in the streets in the great city of Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us. When we return, we will be here for the Saturday morning broadcast of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Recently about the importance of including whole grain in your diet. But of these leading cereals, only one is made from 100% whole grain. Only Wheaties. So only Wheaties gives you whole grain nutrition. And maybe that's why only Wheaties has Michael Jordan. Better get your whole grain.
You better get your Wheaties.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 55. My name is Vexx, along with your host, live and in studio, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's here, I'm back, man. You don't know what was going on out there, buddy. I've never seen anything like it. There's some weird clown ceremony, some kind of weird little person ceremony. I'm sorry I said the word midget. I love you guys. I'm just saying I've never seen anybody volunteer to be launched by a catapult. They were landing in streetcars, man.
From your experience, Mr. Johnny Zero, are you a changed man? Is it like being at war? What's it like coming back to a regular TV broadcast after that madness?
Well, I had to do what I can to help the kids and the homeless people, and they all bought. I don't know, man. When you see little people running that street chasing Jim Varney because they were not being paid, they were being paid as one wrestler's salary in the TV Dad Beverson Federation as both Gimposaurus and Gimpzilla. And you go out to get the hell out of there to get a taxi cab, and there's people flying, and they have these clown ceremonies. Ronald McDonald somehow has taken the Bozo's clowns and has made them into human catapult fodder. And the little people are doing the same, but you don't know who's going to be a clown, who's going to be a little person. This is a labor dispute union. I mean, this is a labor dispute for the ages. This is like Jimmy Hall. I mean, I can't even really explain it to you, man. I couldn't believe if I saw it my own eyes. That's still a human being, right?
But it's Buffalo Butt Productions. I've nothing to do with the TV Dads Wrestling Federation or the Bloody Stash Clothing Company per se.
Well, he's quickly becoming the Don King of wrestling by allowing such murder and absolute carnage go on in the rings. I mean, these guys are like actual kamikaze terrorist types, man. I mean, this is, it's unbelievable. I mean, like, they just won't. Somebody needs to you know, shut that down.
This is under the care or the attention of your close, dear friend, Ronald McDonald. Is that correct?
No, Ronald McDonald is not my dear friend. I hate Ronald McDonald because he's actually part of the little... He was the tail that balanced Gimpzilla for the little people's
working. But you were the press liaison for him to cause this entire massacre to deal with.
Well, look, He made the clown speech heard around the world, and... it has affected people in different ways. We have Bozo, I just literally saw Bozo 29. He actually has a patch on him. He's starting to wear patches. Bozo 29. I saw little LPU number 103. It's ridiculous. What is going on with Buffalo Butt? Maybe we could patch him in and talk to him.
What does LPU stand for, sir?
Little Persons Workers Union, LPWU. That's their workers' union because they were not paid as single athletes. They were paid as one person. As you know, the great Gimpasaurus. You remember Ingles goes versus Hell. You remember the other side of the Knievel Fest, the Gimpasaurus and Gimpzilla, excuse me, pardon me. And they used a big person to balance that out. So it takes 12 little people to make one.
To make one athlete, so they're paid as one athlete, and for some reason, they're upset by this, and they've decided to cause carnage and hurt people in the streets of the great city of Chicago.
I agree with the little people. If every athlete should be paid accordingly to league minimum salary, wouldn't you agree? I mean,
but this isn't even a TV Dad's issue, if I'm not mistaken. This is Buffalo Butt Productions that we were talking about.
Yes.
You were cheating on the TV Dad's Wrestling Federation, and you were brought there as a tabloid reporter to do the announcing for them as a side hustle, which is all you're about is making
side
money,
hustle.
And that's who you are.
What are you talking about? You sent me out there to get an interview with Buffalo Butt. I went out there. You didn't send me, but I'm saying
I cannot dispatch you, sir. I am not your superior.
I went out to get an interview with Buffalo Butt, and this was going on. You see clowns and little people fighting over a labor dispute right in downtown Chicago, right in the Chi-Town heat, so to speak. Of course I'm gonna radio that in, man. But the thing about it is, it takes 12 little people to make a Gimp. I mean, make Gimpzilla or Gimpasaurus. I mean, they're inside that suit. And they're only going on with the Gimp thing. They hate movie Gimp. They hated that stuff. They found out that they were splitting the salary, the league minimum, the federation minimum, the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. They were splitting between 12 people. That's still 12 human beings, my friend.
Now, Mr. Zero, if we go down to the squared circle, you will notice that in the ring waiting for his first match of the evening is the recently paroled Bobby the Killer Brady.
Bobby Brady, the killer. Nobody is. Unbelievable.
And his opponent on this fine evening, ladies and gentlemen, the current reigning lightweight champion of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, the Psycho Badger.
That's it. The heavyweight middleweight champion of the world himself. He looks great. And, you know, this feud goes back quite a ways. This is why he wears the mask. This is why he's had to have surgery, extensive surgery. It's why he has very little usage of his left eye. He jumps in the ring, and he's ready to go, and they're staring it down. The fans are just loving this. They're staring it down. Look, and when did Bobby get out of lockdown, man?
I can't advise on his matters of a legal capacity. However, I will tell you this. He is reinstated. He is wrestling.
Okay, here we go. We are locking up now. We're locking up Badger and Bobby. Bobby gets thrown off. Badger is standing there. Badger's put on a lot of weight since the last time they met.
He's getting very fat. I do agree. Well, a pudgy little weird man.
Pudgy little weird man. I don't see an ounce of body fat on him. Anyway, he's coming back. Bobby comes out. He gets body slammed by Badger. Badger goes off the ropes. Goes for an elbow. Bobby steps out of the ring. He misses the elbow. Comes back around. Bobby's going up to the top trying to stand up. Badger catches him at the top rope. Throws him off into the ring. Oh! Right there. Goes for the one, two. Bobby kicks out. Now look, Bobby keeps going down in his shorts. What's he wearing? Is that jean shorts? He's wearing jean shorts. Are they short shorts?
He's a fat guy. What do you want me to tell you?
No, I'm talking about Bobby Brady.
Well, he was incarcerated, you see, and the clothing that he is wearing, I believe, is state issued. They look, they could be jean
they
shorts,
like
they are cut off.
They look like Daisy Dukes to me.
I disagree with that synopsis. How dare you besmirch the man? He's trying to turn his life around and become the new middleweight champion
look,
of the world.
There's nothing wrong with old fishing jeans, cutting them off, all right? I know what that's all about.
I know that you're a fan of peaches, and that's
but
what you're all about,
I'm
and that's what you're trying
about,
to express
no, but
in this
saying, I'm just saying, look who
it's inappropriate,
the
so.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
And what does
so.
That mean exactly?
About Mr. Brady.
Oh, so you're saying that the
and
Badger's
his,
a Nazi?
His,
is that what you're saying? Because the apple
he,
doesn't fall far
he,
from
he
the tree.
Is, he is effeminate and a little bit, yes, very much.
So you agree the Badger is a Nazi? And
no,
a
I'm talking about
you
Bobby Brady.
You said the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I am talking about Brady. Brady is a. I'm talking about Bobby Brady.
Well, how come the Badger's bleeding right now over the eye? Why is that happening?
He's not bleeding.
Because that is a fantastic athlete he is facing.
No, I think that's probably a blood he just gave him from throwing him over the top rope. Anyway, they're getting back in the ring and locking up. And looks like Badger's coming up with a headlock. Bobby now with a low blow. Low blow. He's rolling up in the corner. And he's using the ropes for a one. Two, Badger kicks out.
Oh.
Badger kicks out.
So close.
Belly-to-back suplex in return. Gets him a belly-to-back suplex, and he's pulling him out in the middle of the ring. Now, that's where he wants to go to work. Now, if he keeps his temper, I think he might be able to pull this off. Putting the boots to him. A little stomp over the head. Picks up Bobby. Wraps him up for a gut-wrench suplex. Oh, how often do you see a gut-wrench suplex, folks? Unbelievable. Throws up, picking him up again. Irish whip into the ropes. Comes up, and he's locking him up in an abdominal stretch. When's the last time you saw an abdominal stretch?
Last week on the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
That's the only place you'll see it in the world. The greatest sport in the world, folks. Thank you, brother. Absolutely. He's got it. He's stretching it out. It's a standing guillotine, if you will. A standing guillotine. He's got Bobby Brady. Bobby Brady is reaching, trying to get the ropes. No, he pulls out again. No, he's going back again. He's got the ropes. Referee's count one.
Break the hold,
two,
you bastard.
Three, he's broke the hold. Now, Badger being surprisingly confident and cool, goes back into the middle of the ring, lets Bobby come out. Bobby is still digging in those jean shorts. I don't know what he's digging for, but they're circling each other. We all know the hatred behind this feud has gone on for years. And they're locking up again. Collar double tie up. Badger getting the advantage with the power, the added weight. Brings it back into the corner. And, oh, Bobby hits Badger under the chin with something. But Badger falls down. I don't know what's he got in there.
The power of the Brady family, sir.
He's
that
putting
is all
something,
he needs.
He's putting something back in those jean shorts.
To defeat this middleweight contender.
He's putting something back in those jean shorts. I don't know what it is. I'm telling you, I can't see from my angle. Folks, we are just feet away from the ring. What is going on here? We are live here.
Bobby's going to work on the Badger, now on the ring surface, if you will. He's kicking him several times in the abdominal region. Yep. He then takes the right leg and drops back. Oh, is it a snapmare? It is. He's injured the right knee. He's now working on that leg. He's attempting a figure four. He's attempting a figure four. Badger kicks him. Bobby flies out of the ring.
Oh, unbelievable. He's out on the floor. He hit the steel. Whoa! Yo! Came close to the announce table, actually. Unbelievable. They've allowed us to get closer, as you can hear. Yo, man, get back in the ring. What do I say to the guy? He's getting back in the ring now. Badger's letting him back in the ring. Now, Badger should use that temper to his advantage.
But that right knee of Badger is now injured.
Yes, it is. He's limping a little bit.
You can't stand. You can't fight.
Right. I agree. Take out the, right, exactly. Take out the foundation and the rest all crumbles. I agree, but... Badger picking him up. Got him on a fireman's cable takeover. He's got him. He's splitting up, and he's got a spinning toe hold. A la Dory Funk Jr. Spinning toe hold. Keep spinning it around. He's got the ropes again. Referee is... He's going to break it. And he's broken the hold. Now, Badger's still bringing it on. Now, I think he's playing to Mr. Nice Guy. That's how he got in this position in the first place. And that's the story of him. He needs to be a psycho Badger.
No, he's weakened. He cannot stand. He cannot fight. I understand completely. He's hiding from the better defender.
He's
going to
destroy this guy. Anyway, he's coming up. Oh, another low blow by Bobby. With whatever he's putting back in those jean shorts. I don't know what that is, but he's put it back in there. And he's thrown Badger over the top rope. On, he's hitting the steel garter. Now, Badger is broken open. And he keeps putting him there. Come on, ref. Come on. And he's put Bobby Brady has put something back in his jean shorts. I don't know what it is. Now it looks like he's got tables and he's stacking them, stacking the tables. And what's that pulling? He's pulling something out of his back pocket of his jean shorts. That's lighter fluid. Is that lighter fluid?
How can I speak on this?
It's a yellow, the yellow lighter fluid thing. What the fuck is? And he's lighting on fire. The tables are on fire. They're going up the rampway. They're going up the rampway. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He has thrown, trying to throw Badger on top of it. Wait a minute. Badger's coming back. Overcut.
The match is over, Johnny.
It doesn't matter. It's They're battling in the... This is in the audience.
It's a double count out. The match is over, John. The match is over.
Yeah, well, they're still fighting. It doesn't matter. This goes back for decades. I mean, for weeks and weeks and weeks. He's got him, and he's throwing. He's body slammed Bobby on top of two tables stacked upon themselves. They are both on fire. Now, what the hell is this kid doing, Bex? He's climbing up to the top. Badger's climbing up to the top on our lighting truss. Outside the ring, this is not official. The ring, is, the match
so
has been Badger's called.
Badger's breaking the rules. Big surprise.
Well, the match is over. It's a double count out, but he's climbing up to the top. That's got to be two stories at least. He's jumping over the 720 through the tables, and Bobby dives off and he misses. Oh my God! There's flames everywhere. Oh my God, man! Somebody get an ambulance! What's going on?
You can imitate, and funky clowns on disco skates, a paddy wagon with a cop inside, and a clown crook you can take for a ride. You can decorate with a funny face. A clown around fits most any place. Plus, there's a clown hall and a clown house, each sold separately, assembly required. Monster clowns from the Clown Around collection, each assortment sold separately by Mego.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 55 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. John, are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm just, the Badger just climbed. That's got to be three stories and just did a 720 through two tables stuck on top of each other. And we're on fire and went down to the floor now.
Which was fantastically irresponsible for the middleweight champion of the world to conduct himself in that fashion.
He gives it all to the fans. He leaves everything on.
The match was over.
He leaves it all on the field, as they say.
Who pays for these tables? Who pays for this?
I don't know, but I can assure you folks of one thing. The metal part in the middle was not removed. This is the real deal. Again, TV Dad Wrestling is real. People are fake. Now, Sheriff Griffith and Winslow have come out and escorted Bobby out of the building. He was already incapacitated by the Badger. Badger he will be okay. We'll get a medical report on him later. That's a long way to drop, Vex. Three stories is a long way to do a 720 through two flaming tables.
Is it possible that at this time that you could share with the TV Dads Wrestling listening public the top 10 official Pro Wrestling Illustrated for this week?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. At this week at number 10, we have this strange newcomer, great wrestler, the Rawhide Kid. We don't know who he is.
I believe it's Tattoo. That's what I believe it is.
There's rumors about this. At number 9, we still have, despite the controversy and the ban that came down, through consortment with the Jerry Springer Mafia and the BSC and Fred Gwynn, who is not only sergeant, who is not higher than sheriff, by the way, and he's also judge, we still have to include Triple B. Great wrestler he is. At number 8, we have Big Jack Sullivan making his way up. Another masked wrestler. We don't know who he is for a fact.
I think that may be Michael Brady.
We don't know.
The Iceberg himself.
We have Ricky Ricardo at number 7. The great Ricky Ricardo. We have number 6, who's made some headway here on some of the Alliance promotions. James Evans, the working man, is still a working man. Number 5, we have the Velvet Elvis, the Velvet One.
Oh, Jeff Foxworthy, a formidable opponent.
Very, very much so, in fact. Now, what part of that is his in-ring talent, and what is it the colorfulness of his entourage, which is falling apart? But that, I believe, has to do with Varney. I mean, you saw what I went through over there in Chicago. It was unbelievable. Number 4, we have, of course, Sergeant Gwynn, the Empire, you know, himself. We have number three, we have the world's middleweight champion this week, Badger, of course. At number two, we have the world's heavyweight television champion, the best wrestler on TV, Michael Brady. And still at number one, we have the real-life Charles Ingles, which, interesting enough, even despite the ban, remember, this is the PWI top 10, the after tribute version, is that the Frontiersman name is something he's not retired or gotten up, but he wants to be known as the real-life Charles Ingles.
It's ridiculous.
Well,
that's a ridiculous list. Man cannot wrestle in the Federation.
When a man is innocent. Well, you know this takes 2 weeks. There's a 2 week lap over when it comes to something like that. But this is a man that's only in the TV Dad wrestling.
I got to tell you.
Doesn't mean he's not able to compete in other
you're
things.
You're a tabloid reporter.
I'm not a tabloid reporter.
I am so grateful that I get to share the official TV Dad's wrestling top five, which actually matters. And it doesn't need a 2 week lap.
Okay.
See, we live in the internet age. So
I got
gotcha.
You. I'm talking about this is international. Go ahead, buddy.
Making his return to the glorious, star-studded TV Dads Wrestling Federation. In the number five position, we have the former heavyweight champion of the world, J.J. Evans. In the number four position, a formidable contender and someone to face at any time in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, the Velvet One himself, Jeff Foxworthy. As we get to number three on the list of the top five, we have the Dark Magician, Stephen Keaton, who is in direct competition to try and take over the vacant World Heavyweight Championship title. In the number two position, a contender in his own right, the Toolman, Tim Taylor. And in the number one contendership, in the highest number there is, the only heavyweight champion that we have in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, the one, the only, the Iceberg, Mr. Michael Brady. Now, Mr. Johnny Zero, if you take your direction down to ringside, waiting there already is the athlete they call, hold on, Big Jerk Sullivan. Is it Big Jerk Sullivan? Is that his name?
You're talking about one of the Grandy boys?
Well, it's a singles competition.
Well, they're ass-whipping motherfuckers, man.
And his opponent, from the darkest point of the Orient, the Dark Magician, Stephen Keaton.
Unbelievable. This should be a good... What happened to...
The beautiful theme song to Family Ties, the show that made him famous.
And Big Jack Sullivan coming out strong, just cold. He didn't even use his...
You know, I think he had a song, and it was off microphone or off camera, if you will.
Yeah. Probably during the commercial break. But this is going to be... This is an interesting scientific matchup. You have the leverage. I just... The way that Sullivan is built, it's kind of hard to beat that, man. I mean, he's got the leverage. He's got the weight. He's got the
size. Ladies and gentlemen.
Speed.
A 10-minute time limit single fall match in competition for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I have to give the height to Keaton, though. I have to give the height. Okay, they're standing around the ring.
There's a stare down, if you will, Johnny Zero.
Yes, there is. Now, Keaton has pushed Big Jack Sullivan. Big Jack Sullivan pushes him. He falls back over.
Big Jack Sullivan loses his footing. He loses his footing in the ring, and he's stumbling around Johnny Zero.
No. He's got back around. He comes back around, and he's got Keaton with a side headlock. Takes him over for a bulldog type of takedown. He's working on it. Keaton is in the ropes. Keaton's in the ropes. They come back in the ring.
Break the hold.
He breaks the hold. Fair and square. He's got his hands up. Comes back in the middle of the ring. They're staring each other down. They go in for the collared elbow tie-up. Sullivan will definitely have the power advantage here. This is important for you guys to listen to this. He will have the power advantage, but I do believe the leverage because of the height and lankiness. Wouldn't you agree with this, Vex? Of Keaton would have the lankiness. They're going back and forth.
Big Jerk Sullivan is the unknown, and Keaton is a formidable athlete in this.
No, I think his name is Jack.
Big Jerk, yes. Big Jerk.
Anyway, well, it looks like he's winning the power contest. Back in the ropes, they're going to have to break this again. One, two, three. Breaks it. Fair and square. Clean. Oh, and... Keaton with a low blow, and he's throwing a smoke bomb.
Ladies and gentlemen, the referee's unconscious.
He's throwing a smoke
bomb. If you look into the ring, the referee is unconscious. What is happening?
He's throwing a smoke bomb.
There is no Keaton.
Sullivan
is... It's only
is...
Big Jerk Sullivan, and the ref was on his back.
Why do you say Big Jerk? His name is Jack.
He's a jerk.
Why do you say that?
Yep.
He's a masked wrestler. I mean, like, come on, man. What do you have against people with masks?
They have something to hide, Johnny Zero.
No, they don't. Sometimes they're using it.
How about you call the fight?
I'm trying to, but the other guy that you're obviously biased towards has cowered away and thrown a smoke bomb and is now hidden. Now the masked wrestler is still
in
the ring.
For all we know, Big Jerk Sullivan threw that smoke bomb. We have no idea.
I saw it come out of his tights. Are you kidding me? Where is he at? Where is he at?
I gotta be honest. I have no idea.
There's nobody there.
The smoke behind you.
Oh my God, it stinks, dude. I can smell. Can you smell it? Come on, man. Give me that fan, will you? Oh. Oh.
The ref is still unconscious. This is madness. Now, Big Jerk Sullivan's trying to revive him.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to give him... And he comes from behind there. He was under the ring. Keaton comes back with a knee, flying knee right to the back of the head. Jack Sullivan is down.
The referee's still unconscious.
He's pulling him back over, and he's doing... Oh, my God, a Texas Cloverleaf. He's putting him in the Texas Cloverleaf, and the referee's not there to call it. He puts him down. He's going... Keaton is going up to the top rope with Jack Sullivan down there, and he's taking too long. Jack Sullivan has gotten up. Big Jack Sullivan catches him at the top.
Oh!
Power slam! Has him down!
No referee!
One,
no referee!
Two,
John, there's no referee!
Three, four, five, six. What the hell, man? Come on, man! What the... Get off your ass, man. What the hell?
John, if you look, Mr. Lawson's come down to ringside.
God, we got a smart stinky
Mr. Lawson shit. Is at ringside.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a double disqualification.
Why is
injuring the referee, there is no winner.
Why is Tattoo come out in his tuxedo? Why is he? Is he at ringside for a reason? Or is that just me and you think I'm paranoid? Oh, I'm crazy.
I don't think you're paranoid. You are paranoid. You have issues that I can't even comprehend in any capacity. I can't even... This double disqualification.
For those
the Big Jerk Sullivan gets disqualified for throwing smoke bombs in the ring with the Dark Magician. They knock the ref unconscious. These are two contenders no longer in the hunt for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Well, the Grandy boys, from my understanding, if you read your bio on them, they've won Catch-as-Catch-Can, MMA, whatever you want to call it, backwoods wrestling for years. They look like certain stars.
You're just fabricating. I don't even know who these people are.
They look
lying.
Like certain stars that we've had. But anybody who knows every single thing that's happened in the history of our episodes, always Tattoo's around. That's all. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm just telling you that I don't trust the guy. I don't trust him.
Lawson comes down, and he's a double disqualification. You couldn't even care less. You just care about Big Jerk Sullivan, and that's all you're worried about.
No,
and you're a fanboy, and your catch-as-catch-can, like, that fucking matters. That's all you talk about.
Catch-as-catch-can is what they call real wrestling. I'm trying to tell you that Lawson is Jerry Springer's lapdog. I believe
no
that.
One disagrees with that. It's a fact.
Well, I can't stand Jerry Springer, but this guy is a piece of shit.
I'm shocked at a double disqualification. It's just crazy to me.
This Lawson.
That the acting president comes out and does this.
I can't believe it either. Why would he even come out to a match? We're only mid-card. We're only mid-card here.
There are rumors that perhaps these masked people are people who are barred from functioning in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. I could understand why the president would want to hold said people unavailable for trying to chase down these heavyweight championships. I don't know who Big Jerk Sullivan is, but I thought it was Mr. Brady because he's such a good athlete, but maybe it's not. I don't know.
I saw the way that guy moved in the ring. I never seen anybody work like that before, except for Charles Ingles, maybe, or...
How dare you bring up his name?
Or Evans.
The man is barred for life from professional wrestling.
Well, I'm just telling you, I want the best. TV Dad's Wrestling Federation is supposed to be the best of the best. And these guys, the Rawhide Kid, the Grandy Boys, Big Jack Sullivan, they've made their way up the rankings very quickly. Whether they represent somebody or not, it doesn't really matter.
Now,
it's the fact that we want the best of the best to put out there for the people, for you guys out there listening.
We're going to take a brief commercial break.
When
we come back, we are going to have the Rawhide Kid and Corporal Punishment also competing for the championship title that is available.
A main event anywhere in the world.
Down. weekday mornings on Channel 9.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The match already in progress in the squared circle. The Rawhide Kid facing off against Corporal Punishment. I think the Rawhide Kid may be Tatsu.
I don't believe that at all. I think the Rawhide Kid is his own competitor and should be judged in his own right. And they're locking up now. The Rawhide Kid, surprisingly a smaller man, is actually standing his ground with Corporal Punishment. Corporal Punishment, as you know, is a behemoth.
A behemoth of an athlete, if
yes,
you will, Johnny
absolutely.
Zero.
Absolutely. He's a guy. They're backing up into the corner. The referee's going to have to break this up. Okay, Corporal Punishment is not breaking up. Spins the Rawhide Kid back in and goes to punch him. And the Rawhide Kid jumps. He hits... Nothing but turnbuckle, baby. Nothing but turnbuckle. Comes back out of the ring, and he's motioning over, fans. If you can see this now to the, your screen, he's in the middle of the ring. He's motioning back for Corporal Punishment to come back in. He's actually challenging a much bigger man to a test of strength. It's pretty...
Tattoo's a bad motherfucker.
It's I don't think that's Tattoo.
It could be.
Let's just judge him for who he is right now, the Rawhide Kid. And he's lock him up again. And they're still going, no, Corporal Punishment now taking him up in the air and has bench-pressed him up for a military press slam. Oh, and that's painful. Unbelievable. Now the Rawhide Kid is getting back up again. He's going back to lock up again. This guy's got fucking balls, man. He's going against Corporal Punishment. And Corporal Punishment with forearm smashes to the back. One, two of them. He's got him there, and he's trying to get him. He's got him in that front face lock. Now, wait. Well, hold on. Looks like he's got another one. I don't know what's going to happen with the Rawhide Kid. Rawhide Kid is running him back into the corner, into the turnbuckle, and his European uppercut, one, lefts and rights. He's got Corporal Punishment days. It's not often you see that, folks.
Fantastic.
He has swung himself over the top rope, all the way up to the top of the turnbuckles. He is taking his head, hands, and putting him on the head of Corporal Punishment with his knee, following him down in the ring with a knee drop, a head driver. Unbelievable. And now he needs to make that cover, man. He's got to make that cover. The Rawhide Kid makes the cover. One, two. Leg on the ropes, man. Leg on the ropes. He's a big man. I mean, how can anybody deny the behemoth? You said it excellently. I mean, we don't usually agree on much, but what a behemoth of an athlete. I mean,
well, that was your words. Don't put them in my mouth.
No, we've talked off camera. We've talked off camera about that before. That guy's he's got to be. He's one of the greatest wrestling big men there is. I mean, anyway, he's got him up. He's got him up again, and they're locking up. And he, tries the Irish whip into the corner. Corporal Punishment. He,
oh, my God, they hit the referee again. Another referee rolls out of the ring.
Zebras.
Johnny, what is happening?
And I've never seen such melodrama in my life. Unbelievable. Fucking zebras. Excuse my language, folks.
And
pardon.
There's Mr. Lawson coming down the way.
And it looks like Rawhide Kid is getting back up. He's going up to the top with a down. The Corporal Punishment is down. He's going up to the top. Alec Jimmy Snuka. He's going for the Superfly Press. He's got it. One, two, three, four,
no referee.
Five, what the hell? And you got Lawson Lapdog coming down here, Jerry Springer Lapdog. What the fuck? I'm sorry, folks. You got to forgive my language, but this is just unbelievable. This is really happening. So,
ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, this is also a double disqualification, and there is no winner in the contest.
What's up with the Grandy boys, man? What's up with the Rio Grandy boys? What's wrong with that, man? Hailing from the Grandy Ballroom in Detroit, like what the hell is wrong with that? They got this West Texas mystique. They have the Detroit rock and roll thing. I mean, what these guys can compete. This, you saw a man just, he had a man
beat.
They are
both dirty athletes who knock referees unconscious.
But
sir,
like you said, he was outweighed by 120 pounds at least, and he just beat a man twice his size. You know, that's pretty amazing, dude. The Rawhide Kid. Rawhide Kid. There's nothing wrong with that, man. So what? He wears a mask. So what? I don't understand why they're being disqualified. We're going to get an official decision here in a minute. What is the reason? Are you getting anything on your laptop?
Excuse me?
Why was the double disqualification?
They knocked a referee unconscious. They're irresponsible athletes. What is wrong with you? Can't you see what's happening in a squared circle?
Yes, I
can. This is the world we live in. We're violent people like
the Rio Grande.
Yeah, but you don't get in the ring. Even if you are a referee, you don't even get in the ring unless you know you're going to take the punishment it takes
to
be in the squared circle, my friend. You are a suspect, sir.
If you knock a referee unconscious, you're disqualified.
And you, sir, are out of line. Because you take that advantage, you take that oath when you get in that ring to be a referee, and that was nothing intentional on the referee whatsoever. That was just natural contact. It's a contact sport. TV dad wrestling is real. People are fake. I mean, like, how many times do I have to say this to you, man? I mean, like, really? Unbelievable. Double disqualification two times in a row with our two new jettisoning up the ranks masked contenders. Unbelievable.
They shouldn't even have been in the heavyweight competition.
They have the
from
wins
the
to prove it. They have the
but
wins
they
to
don't,
prove it.
Actually.
No, I'm talking about before this
but
televised
they
episode.
Don't.
Yes, they do. They won matches in Haiti. They've won matches in. They have come jettisoned up the ranks. And I've never seen such talent in my life. And we have the Crockett Cup pending. I mean, you know, I mean, you just have to wonder what's going on behind the scenes. Where is that man behind the curtains? Where is the Wizard of Oz? You know what I'm saying here? I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, and the good guys always get accused of stuff they didn't do, and people get away with murder. It's unbelievable, man.
Now, John, can you contain yourself for one moment?
I'm trying, buddy. I'm just.
It
I'm
has
trying.
Just come across the teletype.
Okay.
We have the ability.
Yep.
Actually, I'm sorry. You will have the ability to have a phone interview with the fugitive, Ronald McDonald.
Well, patch him in. Patch him in.
From an undisclosed location.
Patch him in, buddy. Hey, hey.
Hello? Johnny's here.
Hey, Mr. McDonald.
Johnny, I want to take this time, and I want to say I'm very sorry for any ill will or physicality that may have been caused from the irresponsibility of the people who run the Buffalo Butt Productions Company. I apologize for anything that may have been jettisoned onto you, sir.
Well, listen, I wasn't with me I was worried about. I was worried about the building coming in. There was kids there, and I had to protect them, and I had to get the homeless guy out of the way. Why is this kamikaze, suicidal, bomber-type strategy being employed by the Little People's Workers Union and the Clunion?
I've got
to
tell you.
Clunion. It's a Clunion, a union of clowns, a Clunion.
It has gotten beyond my control at this time. It's difficult to speak on such matters. You see, I'm hiding out, Johnny. They're trying to incarcerate me. I did not design the kamikaze pilot scenario.
What?
I did not burn those children, Johnny. I want to stress that to you.
I'm the one who had to get them out of there. I'm trying to ask you about, what about the army of Bozo the Clowns? What if there's? I saw Bozo 39. Bozo 39, man. Come on!
I'm calling to offer an olive branch, if you will.
And for every...
I'm trying to tell you definitively, I apologize for anything that may have happened to you because of Buffalo Butt Productions.
Well, then you have to tell us, what is your scenario, what is your contract like, and what do you know about this labor dispute? Why were the Little People's Workers Union, why were they paid as one wrestler, where you're a big man, a regular person, and there's nothing... bigger or better. Just
I don't appreciate being called a big man.
You made league minimum of a preliminary wrestler, and all 12 of the Little People made the same thing. And now, after the Gimpzilla suit with the whiplash broke through, now you're being hailed as the clown savior.
I am simply an accountant. That's all I am, Johnny Zero. My day job is to do accounting for the McDonald's Corporation. And I have to tell you that this is irresponsible, that my name has been invoked in this capacity, that the Clunion, as you call it, this falsified, not real scenario, has been at my doorstep. I am in hiding as we speak.
What about the killer mimes from France? The Clunes that did the handstand?
Again, I'm an accountant, sir. This is not my responsibility.
Your words are powerful. You made the clown speech heard around the world. Everybody knows it. I mean, you have unified a lot. And there is all kinds of stuff going on with Little People versus Clowns, clowns.
It's tabloid reporting like yours that have put me in the mouth of the lion.
You're Ronald McDonald. You're the most recognizable clown in the world.
It's true. I didn't want this. This is not something I wanted to have happen. I'm merely an accountant from the McDonald's Corporation. That is all I do.
Are you the Ronald McDonald? Or one of the Ronald McDonald?
How dare you, sir?
I have to ask.
How dare you? This interview's over.
I'm sorry, sir. I have to ask these questions. I'm the only one that can ask these questions.
Johnny, he's disconnected the call.
Oh, unbelievable.
I don't understand why you would enrage the clown.
I wasn't enraging him. I'm just asking there's been many Ronald the guy. That's common knowledge.
The gentleman tried to apologize to you for things that Buffalo Butt Productions had hurled upon you.
I got out of there okay. I'm not worried about that. I was, the kids in the house.
There's some children that died, sir.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Set ablaze. And here's the irony. Buffalo Butt still in business. His insurance is not revoked. He's still working
for
this day.
The Don King of wrestling. The Don King of TV Dad wrestling. Jonathan Bookman.
Now, luckily, this broadcast is going out live.
Yeah.
So we're having our staff reach out directly to Bookman to see if he will pop.
And you know how I screwed... Buddy, before we go do that, I'm telling you, how I screwed up my interview with Ronald McDonald? I screwed up because... You notice it's BBP Incorporated?
Yes.
Bookman Booking Productions.
Yes.
Can also be known as Buffalo Butt Productions.
Yes.
Because that's one of his names. And he moves money from back and forth from one account to the other. And that's what I've been told. It's unbelievable. The guy's a complete thief.
So why did you blame this all on the poor clown?
I'm not. Why would you do that, I'm not. But it seems like he's taken favor with Ronald and with the little... I don't think Buffalo Butt cares about anybody. He's the Don King of wrestling. And, folks, we're just going to have to go to break.
This is Kiss. Each sold separately. And you can put them in any crazy pose you want. Kiss. Each 12.5-inch figure sold separately by Mego.
All right, fans, we're back now with the TV Dads Wrestling Federation podcast. And I have, you guys heard, that Ronald was part of both of this. Somehow he's behind it. I have no idea. But I have on the line right now the Don King of Wrestling from Bookman Booking Productions or Buffalo Butt Productions, which he both copyrights and owns. On the line. Are you there, Mr. Bookman?
The boy there, Johnny Zero.
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
How you doing there, man?
I'm doing good.
It's very nice to hear your voice. In lieu of the madness that the clown had brought to Chicago, I do not appreciate that. I don't know if you know this. J.J. Evans is back. He's participating in wrestling again. We're very happy, except for the dead children.
The Duke of Chicago, most underrated by most. Great wrestler. He's
former heavyweight champion of the world.
Now, are you having, what you're going up there? I barely got out of there alive with the, kids and stuff. What's going on there with the labor union disputes?
I cannot speak on these matters. You see, I do not work. My Bubble Bubble production is a different entity away from the TV Dare or Redland Federation. Now, the fact here, I cannot speak on a labor dispute per se. I don't know that the clown had brought all the violence and kill lots of children and little people. It's a business for the children, Johnny. So you know this. We're about the children.
No, you're about the business, man.
You keep the kids away from the narcotics. They don't go and become clowns and lose their minds.
Is it true, sir, that you are becoming the Don King of TV Dad's wrestling?
It would be a fantastic moniker for me to graduate to that level at one point in time. Currently, I'm just trying to make a living, Johnny. So pay for my children, you know what I mean?
Children's. Okay. All right. Fair enough. But what can we expect from? I know on Antenna Television, everybody's talking about Chi-Town Heat Sports and Chi-Town. Your promotion. Are you in any way involved with the Haitian promotion?
It's funny you should ask this question. You see, ever since the fire catastrophe caused by the bloody thirsty clowns, if you will, we have relocated and we are now directly integrated from Haiti's situation.
Thank you, sir.
I gotta tell you, Johnny Zill, it's very exciting to be partnering with a fantastic organization. Yeah, the Haiti, the greatest situation there. They're very nice people. They're accommodating, you know, and they're not involved in narcotics. I do not like that, you know, for the children, you know. It's very nice.
Well, I think that, you know, that's pretty amazing. I've seen some of your athletes go down there, and there's all kinds of different sports. But how do you have a ring that only has barbed wire?
Well,
ring ropes.
It's exciting,
there.
Really. I mean, let's tell this.
Oh,
I
agree. But it's as long as it was like that for everybody. Every competitor should be able to, you know. But he only does that when he decides who wins. I mean, I've seen him literally sit in his chair and drink Night Train whiskey. Wine and count the 1, 2, 3 ahead of the ref.
Now,
we were there.
Now, I don't know why he must besmirch the man when he's not here to defend himself here on the broadcast. He's very nice. After the many children died in the great city of Chicago at the hands of the bloodthirsty clowns, I'm able to keep my organization afloat, if you will. If you will, Johnny Joe.
Yeah.
We're going to go in the situation with Grady and the Haiti and the Venice.
Yes, yes.
And the laws are very lax there. They're very lax, and I appreciate that as a businessman.
Oh, I understand it. And you are a businessman. You are a businessman. I understand it. But does your promotion have anything to do with the Little People's Worker Union, the LPWU? Are you in any way involved in going on and what causes this dispute? And I'll listen to you and I'll sit back and just listen.
We're an independent organization trying to live out our first year here in the professional ranks of wrestling, if you will, John Zill. Now, for you to ask me about a label dispute, this is above my pay grade. I'm a very simple man. I used to manage the world heavyweight champion, you know what I'm saying? And now we have branched out. We're trying to make African-American business very successful. What happens?
And nothing wrong with that.
Johnny, let me speak, baby. Now you sound like a speaker and you can cut me off here. You said, I'll sit back. You don't sit back, Johnny. You cut me off there. You know, this interview's over.
Hey, buddy, I'm just trying to find out why the clowns and little people are fighting.
I'm sorry to say that the interview's cut off, Johnny Zero. The phone line's been disconnected. I wish you would stop offending the people.
I didn't offend anybody.
To the TV Dad's Wrestling.
I'm just asking what every wrestling paper fan wants to know. Why are the clowns, the Clunion, or whatever you want to call it, the Union of Clowns, the Clunes, fighting with the Little People's Workers Union?
I don't know what you're mocking them. Like,
I'm not mocking them.
The power of the clowns. They have blood.
They have
on
rights
their
too.
Please don't speak over me.
Oh,
this is a podcast. They have blood on their hands. They kill children, Johnny. Children. They don't care. I am afraid of Ronald McDonald personally.
Yes.
But what can I speak on the matter? This is your friend.
I it's not my friend. He just interviewed him. I'm just trying to tell you that what I'm seeing in the streets, I was there on the front lines, man. That there was little people dressed as clowns. There was big people dressed as gimps with clown makeup on them.
Now,
you,
Johnny,
can't tell who's fighting who. It's like the Middle East.
We're gonna break.
I'm not kidding you.
We're gonna break for a commercial. You're not gonna believe who this sponsor is. This is amazing.
All right, stay with us, folks.
Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, here, this is the Buffalo Bob Productions here. We are pleased and very happy to announce that going forward, we will be in conjunction and a partnership with Grady from Haiti for the future of all professional wrestling in this capacity. Again, this is the Buffalo Butt Production. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. If you take your attention to ringside at this time...
Unbelievable. Oh, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, your only current world heavyweight champion going down to ringside.
Why are you wiggling around in your chair? Like
the
this?
Television champion of the world.
Yes, yes. Best wrestler.
The Iceberg, Michael Brady.
The Iceberg from Titanic 2. Unbelievable.
I wish you wouldn't bring that up in the presence of the champion, sir.
Dude, what a great role that is. I mean, how stoic.
But you know that the movie has been canceled, sir.
Now, I hear that there is an underground, that you have caused an underground, a certain person I know, I'm not saying it's you, that is causing a fan uprising to make it get released on the underground circuit.
What a fantastic display as the champion ascends into the ring. Now, Johnny, I gotta tell you that normally The champion would come second, but tonight the world television champion has gotten to the ring himself.
That is odd.
Now, if I look at the marker, it's a surprise who he's facing off against tonight.
Well, let's see. Let's see who it is. Bring him out. Let's hit their music.
I don't know, Johnny.
Hit the music, baby.
No.
Oh, shit, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The Trailer Park Express.
Your opponents, Peaches!
Oh, my God. Peaches the Cable Man. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable, dude. Wait, he is dancing around ringside.
Jim Varney coming down to ringside as well.
I don't want to. Don't let him come. Don't wave him over here, Vex. Don't you do that,
Mr.
man.
Varney.
Fuck you, man. I don't want to. That fucking guy greases up my.
Mr. Varney.
Hey, Varney.
Mr. Varney, touch the microphone.
Hey, Vex, let me tell you something, Mike.
Hey, dude, get off my mic, man. Get off my mic. What the fuck is going on? Look, just concentrate on your mic. Oh, man, I can't even touch the fucking thing now. Oh.
John, I'm a little excited, actually.
It's Gracie. I know you are.
This is going to be a great match.
I know. You're into that shit. I know. I get it. You love that you're the world's biggest secret Trailer Park Express fan.
Why would you say those words,
It's
sir?
True. It's true. Unbelievable. This guy, unbelievable. All right. Well, Peaches.
Ladies and gentlemen, with a 10-minute time limit and a one fall.
Peaches and Varney out here. Notice there's no gimps. There's no
that
gimps.
Is highly suspect.
There is,
maybe out of respect for Mr. Brady.
It is highly suspect because of the labor workers union between the clowns and the little peoples, the LPWU. I mean, it's unbelievable. They would pay 12 individual athletes the same price, same salary as one regular minimum salary wrestler that was a normal sized man, such as Ronald McDonald.
Why are you obsessed? The world's television champion has graced you with his presence, and this is all you can discuss.
Well, he's not. He's. It takes him a while to disrobe.
As always, Mr. Brady's not scantily clad golden guards,
very George Wagner,
have surrounded the ring in a perimeter, if you will, to allow the champion to enter gracefully.
That was Gorgeous George's real name for wrestling fans out there. George Wagner is very taking a time. He's waving off Peaches as if he stinks. Okay, they're right back. That's time to wrestle
now. Time to wrestle.
That's what it says in the marquee. We
pay
to see wrestling, right,
folks? The world champion locks up with the one and only Peaches. It's Greasy, and the champion is thrown into the corner.
Unbelievable.
Peaches runs it. The champion moves, and Peaches
unbelievable.
Has fallen flat onto his back.
Oh, Peaches is falling on his back. He's getting back. Oh, Peaches looks angry. I've never seen Peaches just quite this mad before. Same with something that's pissed him off. He's running at Brady.
The world comes TV champion goes under the bottom rope, and he's out of the ring.
Unbelievable. Peaches misses and hits the other turnbuckle. Unbelievable. Peaches hit
hello,
the other
champion.
Corner. Well, he's greased up. He's trying to get him back in the ring. Let's see what happens here. Now he's now you have
don't touch me.
He's throwing glitter gold dust everywhere. outside the ring. I'm not quite sure what that's all about. Okay, he's sliding back in the ring.
Oh, he's back in the ring, John. It's time for the action, if you will.
Yes, hopefully.
Peaches locks up again with the champion and throws him into the rope yet again, and this time he doesn't miss. Oh, elbow to the champion.
Elbow to the champion. He's going off the ropes. He's going to have to. He drops a leg. Going for a pin, a quick pin.
One, two, the champion kicks
slips
out.
And he slipped out of the ring
again. You
know, again.
I'll tell you, I bet you. I'll tell you, it's got to be the fact that he greased up the world champion that made him so slick that the TV champion, Mr. Brady, kicked out.
I have no idea.
It's the KY Jelly connection, if you will, Johnny's
right. Yeah, whatever oil, body oils, both of these competitors are wearing is quite suspect to me. I don't know why a man needs to do that. I guess they want to look good in the lights. I have no idea, but it's supposed to be at the sport of kings, TV Dads Wrestling Federation, which is real, and people are fake, as you will find out in real life. They're going back to lock up again. I would give the power advantage to Peaches. Larry the Cable Guy, he is a cable guy. And he's got him locked up. So goes over for an elbow. I mean, for a headlock. Russ reaches around. Now Brady, slick, picks him back over for a back suplex and hooks the leg like a fisherman suplex, but a back suplex. One, two. Peaches kicks out. Peaches got it. They're too far in the ropes. Now, great.
Brady slips out of the ring. The slickest player in the game, if you will, Johnny Zero. Yeah. The most upstanding citizen in professional wrestling today.
I don't agree
Michael
with that,
the Iceberg Brady.
People wouldn't agree with that, but I give you that. He's definitely the dirtiest player in the game.
No, the most upstanding player in the game.
You're out of your mind.
What's wrong with you, sir?
Well,
you
that's
are highly suspect.
You're in magenta velvet suits and a monocle, my friend, and with a platform shoes that have goldfish in them. Because of and the diamond-encrusted scarf. This is all products of the BSE.
You
anyway,
know what my mother told me when I was a kid?
What's that?
Those who are jealous of you will cast aspersions because
I am
of
not,
your fantastic appearance.
I'm not a casting aspersions. I wouldn't have a broadcast.
Why can't
you
just broadcast
that?
The match? The fact
I'm
that the
trying.
World television
I'm trying.
Champion, the fact that the World Television Champion is carving up this person in the center of the square circle.
Well, I've never seen a wrestler so concerned about the grooming of his mustache before he gets back in the ring.
Hey, it's a fantastic, it's insured.
It is.
It's how he establishes
yes.
himself. This is America's greatest actor.
Dude, he is.
Perhaps you could have a little bit of respect, a monocle if you will.
It is a great mustache. I will give him that, all right? But it's time to wrestle now. He's getting back in the ring. Peaches coming back around. Peaches is dancing in the ring like what's that show, Jackass, where the guy dances around and stuff with the bow tie? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do know what you're talking
That's
about.
That's kind of what Larry the Cable Guy's doing here. But he is all business here, and they lock up again. Brady comes back around with a waist tie up with a German suplex, has him bridge over. One, two, and he's got a three! He's got a three. Did he have a hand of shorts?
Ladies and gentlemen.
He had a hand of Diddy's.
The all winner and still World Heavyweight Television Champion, the Iceberg, Michael Brady.
And it looks like he had, we're going to have to watch the replay on that. It looked like he had a handful of the jean shorts to me, but he still pulled it off. The best wrestler on television. Pulled it off, right? While our World Heavyweight Championship is vacant.
Currently vacant.
Currently. Here we go. Here's this thing. He's throwing out gold glitter to the fans. Very gorgeous George-like. For those of you who don't know who that is, just look up Golden Age of Wrestling, like many of the other influences I've put
Are you ready, me. John? This is the moment of ecstasy for every television program or viewer.
For the break there. There it is.
There's your World Television Champion, the only current heavyweight champion of professional wrestling today.
What? Wait, somebody's coming out. Somebody's giving him a little comb. What are these people? They're combing his stash? Stash groomers? Do you have his own private stash grooming?
I know you're jealous.
Crew? What the hell's that all about?
You're green with envy, sir.
I'm not green with anything. I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to watch wrestling. And this guy, I've never seen somebody get their mustache groomed on live television before. This is unbelievable. Hey, man, he won the match. Good for him. Peaches is pissed. But, you know, I think he had a handful of Daisy Dukes there. Handful of shorts. But he still won it. Nobody ever doubted the guy could compete in the ring. Yeah. It's just that the way he's tried to screw over Charles Ingles, the real-life Charles Ingles.
He just no longer wrestles in this federation. Do not steal the thunder of the world's
Never
television
count
champion.
Him out. Never count
with
out the man.
With your rhetoric.
Never count out the man. But they are literally, with many combs, combing his mustache as we speak on the rampway back to the locker room. Unbelievable. Before the TV Dad Wrestling-a-tron. Unbelievable. What is that, Moose? Are they putting
wait, wait,
moose?
The champion stopping to wave at the audience who love him so much.
Oh, my God. People are throwing tomato cans at this guy. Are you kidding me?
Your World Television Champion, Michael the Iceberg Brady.
And what's up with this? What's up with Bill Bixby being missing? I don't know, man.
I just know that today was a fantastic show. A lot of things happened. The World Television Champion graced us with his presence. We got to see the middleweight champion defend his title. We saw four more men disqualified on their hunt for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Well, we also...
Johnny Zero in his typical tabloid reporting had interviewed both a clown wanted for murder, and then Buffalo Butt Productions himself.
Clown wanted for murder. All I know is that I was there and I saw that stuff, and they're literally wheeling down. They've closed off down by where the old Rosemont Horizon is, right where the Hawk and Animal came from, the Road Warriors. And they're launching, literally, modern-day catapults, wheeling them in the streets.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been episode number 55 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. We will see you at the next show.
Yes. See you there, baby. Thank you.